Hi, my name is Ron Pants from Channel 5 News. I was looking to speak with Stacey.
This is she. Who is this again?
This is Ron Pants from Channel 5 News.
The news?
Yeah. I'm calling regarding the news story about the company that you work for.
I don't really know what you're talking about. I've actually not been to work in 3 days, so I don't really know what's going on.
Oh, what? You've seen the news? No?
No. I've been sick eating chicken noodle soup. I'm not watching the news.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear about that.
Yeah, what is this again?
Yeah, the news story involving the company you work for.
I do not know what you're talking about. You need to update me. What is going on?
Oh, how do you not know?
Can you just please tell me what's going on? Did, like, the place burn down? What's going on? I don't know.
I apologize. I was just surprised you haven't seen the news. A few days ago, a group of employees from Lionel Manufacturing, right where you work, apparently for years they've been pooling their money together in the Powerball jackpot. And
yeah, I've been doing it for years, too.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, I've been doing it for like over a decade. It's a thing we do.
Oh, and this is the one time you sat it out, huh?
What do you mean, sat out what?
Well, all 13 workers on the floor ended up getting all the correct numbers and won more than $47 million. Your coworkers are rich. Yeah, your coworkers are rich.
What?
Yeah, they made out big. And
what?
I guess quite a few. Yeah, most of them are going to quit and retire from the company, as you can imagine.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me?
That's kind of why I was calling, to get your comment.
A comment? Yeah. I'm rich. Let's do it. I'm a millionaire.
Well, your boss, Frank, mentioned that you're the one employee who didn't put any money on this.
No, I did f***ing win. I won. And I'm not working there either because I won and I'm quitting and I'm moving to an island like everyone else.
Well, I don't know.
I've been there for over 10 years.
Right.
And this time they're going to cut me out. No, I've been putting money in on weekly. So that's bullshit.
Okay.
I just wasn't there this week. That's how my f***ing fault because I was sick.
Frank said that, you know, the typical employees got in on it, but you've been sick, so you weren't able to put in money this time. And
no way. I'm going to get paid. Well, I'm getting paid. This is not happening. No.
Oh boy,
no.
I might be onto a bigger story then, because he had all the winners sign a document. You weren't on there, and he said that's because you weren't in the
pool. No way he would do that, because we do this together. None of them would do it without me. I'm the one that started the whole thing.
Oh,
it was my idea.
Wow. I've been doing this job for a long time. I report on a lot of different things. I've done stories like this before, and it sounds to me, this is off the record, by the way, it sounds to me as if they're trying to cut you out now, which happens a lot.
They would never f***ing do that to me. It would never f***ing happen.
Can I take that as your official quote in the story that I'm going to do?
You can just go f*** yourself. How does that sound for a f***ing quote?
If I can use that in my story, I think that'd be great. I think people would love to hear an angry coworker who didn't get lottery money telling me that. Can I use that?
Oh, is this fun for you, huh? What? News guy, is this so fun for you? You having a blast with the story? You're so bored?
Well, I'm not having fun. I don't like to hear about somebody who was just cut out of a lot of money.
Oh, you call me on the one day I got the flu and tell me I didn't get the lottery. Oh, that's just a story. You're life. You know what? Go ahead and use that.
Okay, can I ask for one more comment? Are you going to sue them?
Yeah, I'm suing them for trying to cut me out of the money. Then I'm going to turn around and sue you, too, for calling me up on my f***ing sick day and stressing me out.
Okay, well, what about for this prank phone call? Would you sue me for that, too?
What the f*** are you talking about? You still want to go to town, buddy?
I don't know if I want to go to town.
Pack a lunch. I'll stay here all day.
I just want to tell you that this is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you, and your coworkers set you up.
Are you still running your trap?
Yes. Well, I'm trying to tell you.
Get my money.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to tell you it's a joke.
Yeah, I already told you, moron. It might be funny to you, but it's not funny to me. Okay?
No, but it's like legit a joke. Your coworkers Molly and Pete said that they wanted to mess with you while you were at home sick. I don't work for the news, and they didn't win the lottery.
You got me all riled up for no reason.
Well, not.
Are you kidding me?
Not no reason. Your coworkers wanted to do a joke on you. I guess that's the reason.
Yeah, well, my coworkers are idiots, just like you.
Okay, maybe.
I'm still suing them. I'm still suing you. He's calling me up pretending to be on the fake news. Like, and you got a fourth grade education. You don't even sound like a real news reporter.
A fifth grade education. Thank you very much.
Oh, with the jokes, huh? Okay, awesome. You're so funny. Do I need to buy two drinks too? You hole.
All right. Well, I'm sorry. Go back and get some rest because I know you're sick.
You know, you and tell my coworkers the same thing.
Will do.